でに素足の立ち構え、月影映す古時、盾にはしめぬ黒帯に、切磋琢磨の汗しみる。実の間にあり、織りなす技の千変万化、求める道は果てしなく、我が人生北へし鉄拳を、沈む夕日もしばし止め、寸暇を惜しみ技を練り、己の心日々磨く、ああ我が人国の境なく、波の彼方の空の下、わしで歩まん同じ道、まことの明かり仰ぐまで、ああ我が人
皆さん、こんにちは。浅井哲彦内、浅井恵子です。故、浅井哲彦生前の企画を受け継いで、今月から NPO 法人国際日本武術空手道会 IJKA 主催で、ああ、我が人生空手道をお送りいたしております。これは浅井哲彦の空手人生だけでなく、彼と共に空手人生を歩んできた愛弟子たちの空手人生をも紹介するものです。前回に続き、今回もハワイからチャーリス・リーさんをご紹介したいと思います。リーさんのトークを翻訳すると次の通りです。私は19歳、大学生の時に空手を習いましたが、仕事のために一時中断しました。1983年に息子が生まれた時に空手に戻り、その時浅井先生に会いました。息子が私にそうさせたのだと思います。あれから23年です。思い出は毎朝5時に起きて先生と稽古したことです。浅井先生は自分の稽古が終わったのに、私たちに1時間半ぐらいの時間をくださいました。空手の型や組手など教えてくれました。 以前は私の空手は普通でしたが、先生に教わってから私の空手はとても進歩しました。浅井先生から多くのことを教わりました。不幸にして先生は亡くなりました。次の世代は先生のことを知らないし、会えないので、私はいつも空手の弟子たちに先生のことを話しています。話していきます。浅井先生から多くのことを学びましたが、一番勉強になったのはリラクゼーションです。私は先生を見つめ、見習いました。たくさんのことを得ました。それを私の弟子たちにバックしています。先生のパーソナリティはいつも与えてばかりです。一生懸命教えてくれました。それは私が最も浅井先生を懐かしく思うところです。ですから、できるだけ先生のもとで稽古をしたいので、先生をハワイへ招待して稽古をつけていただいたり、2000年にハンガリー、2002年にスイスのサマーキャンプにも稽古に出かけました。2003年にニュージーランドに道場を建てることができてよかったと思います。大きな道場を建てて、浅井先生にそこで空手を教えていただき、ニュージーランドに浅井先生の空手を紹介することが私の夢でした。それが叶えられてとても良かったです。Hello everyone, this is Keiko Asai. We started a new program hosted by NPOIJKA.The show is called My Life Karate Journey, and it will introduce not only Tetsuhiko Asai's karate life, but also those people who share a karate life with him. Today, I'd like to introduce Mr. Charles Lee from Hawaii. Please listen.
Gamma canni, oconna, no hilo, la hui, kimala, mahoki, gai, ilunda, malama, oi,
malama, oi,
canoin, alo, ke gai, ilunda, oino, canalu, nui, papa, go, kino, kaukahino, kolimbo, o, papa, o, kaba, malama, oi,
malama, oi,
hui, malama, o, kaba, eli, uli, kae, ho, ke gai.Kakawa'a, lalau kahowe, ano kawa'a, ame malolola E oe kanoho, imua ame hope, ha! Mai pokoi ka polu, kai kokoloa la E leo miki oke ka amaina oke ale Malamba oe,
malamba oe,
ui mawaho o kawa'a E liu liu, ka ehu oke kai, kakawa'aLalau kahoe, ano kawa'a, ame malolola E oe kanoho, imua ame hope, ha! Mai pohoi ka polu, kei ko'oloa la E leo miki hoki ka amaina hoki ale Malamba oe,
malamba oe
Hui, malaha o kawa'a, ha! Hui, malaha o kawa'a, ha! Hui, malaha o kawa'a
I started training karate when I was 19 years old as a university student. After I had my first child, I stopped. For 6 years, I stopped. And then in 1983, I decided to come back. Mm-hmm. And that was just like a sign, because that was the year, first time I trained with Asai Sensei. And I decided to come back. And that year, and my son was born. My son David, my youngest one, was born too that year.So it was just like a sign for me to come back and train and also to train with Asai Sensei. I was 23 years.
23?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Your son is 24
yes.
now.
Yes.
Wow. So time passes so fast.
Right.
Yeah. So
every morning at 5 o'clock to train with Asai Sensei, those It improved my karate so much. And, you know, the best of all was, you know, training with the sensei, when he finished his training, then he would work with us, train us, kata, kumite. And he would train us for another hour, hour and a half. So he gave it, you know, he gave his time for us. And before, you know, before I met Asai-sensei, my karate was just average, if not mediocre. And I learned so much from Asai-sensei. That's the way, because this, you know, future generation, they won't get to know him and meet him. So I keep talking to him, about him to my students.
Oh, thank you.
Was extraordinary. And I learned so much from him. And most of all, what I learned from him is how to generate power through relaxation. And watching him and being with him, I gained so much from him. So, and I try to give that to my students also. And also his personality is always giving. And he's always willing to teach. So that I want to also give back. He's always willing to give back to students what he learned. So that I miss a lot from Asai-sensei. Yes. So the last 5 years, that's why I wanted to train with him as much as I can, you know, bring him to Hawaii or go to wherever he's been, where he's at, to train with him.
And also New Zealand.
New Zealand, yes.
And you went to other country,
yes.
With him, new,
yes.
Country.
Yes.
What country you went?
2000, he was in Hungary. I went to train with him in Hungary. 2001 and 2002, went with him. He was in Switzerland, in Thun. So I went there to train for summer camp. And after that, 2003, of course, you and Asai-sensei came to Hawaii, and then and then end of that year, in November, I brought you to New Zealand.
Yeah, you make big dojo in New Zealand.
Yes.
Yeah, my husband said that is biggest in the world.
Yes.
The dojo.
That was my greatest thrill, and I, you know, when I think about it, it was like destiny, because I wanted to put a dojo here, but I couldn't find dojo here in Hawaii. And found dojo in New Zealand, which was a little bit easier. And I was able to do that. And but even though it was a short time, then I've had experience with Asai-sensei being there and giving seminar was a great experience for me and great feel. And most of all, to introduce him to New Zealand.
Goethe 前景泽彦内子，前景惠子，我们将前景老师生前的计划继承下来，从十月份开始，以国际日本武术空手道会 IJKA 主办的广播节目，叫做《啊，我的人生空手道》。这不仅是介绍前景老师的空手道人生，也要介绍和他一起度过空手道人生的弟子们。今天我介绍的是夏威夷的 Charles Lee, Mr. Charles Lee。我将他谈话的内容翻译如下：我在19岁大学生时候开始学习空手道，但是为了我的工作停了六年，在1983年我的儿子出生的时候再回到空手道。我想这次我儿子将我带回空手道认识前景老师的。使我最怀念的是每天早晨5点起来和老师一起练习空手道的事。那时前景老师自己练完了1.5个钟的空手道后，再给我们时间教我们空手道的形和对打。以前我的空手道是很普通的，但经过老师教我后进步很多。我从前景老师学习很多事，不幸现在他去世了， 后代的人不认识老师，也见不到老师，所以我时常向我的学生谈老师的事。我从老师学习了很多事，最难得的是学习了放松的技术。我一直看着老师，也模仿他，也得到很多心得。现在我将它回馈我的学生。老师的做人一直是给予的，非常辛苦的教我们，那是我最怀念老师的一点。我一直希望尽量跟在老师的旁边练习，所以在2000年跟老师到匈牙利，2002年去瑞士参加夏季集训，2003年能在纽西兰盖了道场，是我最感到高兴的事，因为盖了一个大道场，请老师教空手道，并将前景老师的空手道介绍给纽西兰，是我一向的梦，而终于在那年能实现我的梦，是我感到最高兴的事。以上是李先生所谈的内容，谢谢各位收听。
ありがとうございました。 Thank you. 谢谢收听。